You're saying there's not sufficient evidence when the deceased was last seen in your client's vehicle and the deceased's head was found in your client's basement?
Does not necessarily mean that Mr. Wacht was the individual that committed the murder. We've got that shell casing with unidentified male DNA on it and Mr. Johnson's DNA.
And I'm really wondering, so what?
And in one of Mr. Wacht's boots, there's unidentified male DNA inside one of his boots. So at least allows us to draw the inference that someone else was there